In this bulletin, a man employed to transport international crew at Sydney Airport tests positive to COVID-19. The Australian government heads to the independent umpire to resolve a trade dispute with China. And in sport, a doping hearing begins for AFL Eagles star Willie Rioli. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A worker employed to transport aircrew between Sydney Airport and the Sydney's quarantine hotels has tested positive for COVID-19. The 45-year-old developed symptoms on Saturday and did a number of shifts before taking a test on Tuesday. Chief Health Officer Dr. Carey Chant says the man did not transport members of the public.
The advice we have at hand is that aircrew were the people that this gentleman were transporting. So it isn't an issue for the general community who may be concerned that they've been on a bus or a transport or a minivan.
Australia's acting chief medical officer says there's a high likelihood three vaccines against COVID-19 will be available for rollout next year. A vaccine supply will be accessible from March 2021, and more details about who will be a priority to receive the first doses will be revealed in January. Professor Paul Kelly says the Moderna vaccine may have emergency use authorised in coming days, with Canada signing up for early deliveries.
We have the likelihood there will be three vaccines ready for rollout next year. Two of those we have in pre-purchase agreements here in Australia, and one of those is being made here in Australia. So these are all very positive.
And the US has expanded its rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine to more distribution centres 3 days after emergency use authorisation was granted. Distribution of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine began on Monday in the US, where there are more than 16 million COVID-19 cases. Meantime, Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, are pushing for more vaccine funding in the fight against coronavirus.
We have a long way to go, but we can't think that the crisis is over. We need to pass COVID relief to help our fellow Americans get by until we eradicate this virus.
The federal government is taking its dispute with China to the World Trade Organization, with Australia calling on the independent umpire to resolve its fight over barley. Australian farmers were effectively blocked from exporting barley to China in June when import taxes of 80.5% were imposed on them. And in another escalation of tensions, the Chinese Foreign Ministry hasn't denied that a ban on Australian coal is in place, but there has been no formal confirmation. Federal Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says its formal request to the WTO over tariffs on barley is important action in order to stand up for Australian producers.
Ultimately, it is the right avenue for Australia to take at this point in time. We, along with many other countries, use these processes in the right and orderly way, and Australian industry should see this as being about Australia.
Federal Attorney General Christian Porter has welcomed a court decision in Israel to approve the extradition of a former school principal accused of sexual assault. Malka Leifer lost her appeal against the extradition on Tuesday and is facing allegations of sexual assault involving girls at her former school. Mr. Porter says the allegations are serious. Australia is committed to ensuring justice is served and that the court ruling is positive for her alleged victims. Leifer fled Australia in 2008 and denies the allegations made against her. Communities in New South Wales are preparing for more thunderstorms after Lismore in the state's north recorded more than 100 millimetres in 2 hours. Much of the coast is likely to be struck by wet weather, and the state emergency service has already completed 5 flood rescues in just over an hour. A separate warning has been issued for residents of the south coast, the Snowy Mountains and parts of northern rivers. The state's far west is predicted to stay dry. In AFL, West Coast player Willie Rioli has been provisionally suspended but won't learn the findings of his doping hearing until next year. The 25-year-old tested positive to a metabolite of cannabis, and he is accused of allegedly tampering with his urine sample during a drug test. It's believed his hearing started on Wednesday, but the findings are not likely to be handed down until early next year. He faces a ban of up to 4 years. Thursday's weather now: sunny in Perth, 30 degrees, cloudy in Adelaide, 23, showers developing in Melbourne, 28, showers about for Hobart as well, 18, much the same for Canberra, 29, similar conditions in Wollongong, 26, much the same in Sydney, 29, similar conditions in Newcastle, showers as well in Brisbane, also 29, in Cairns, partly cloudy, 33, and showers and storms likely in Darwin, 33 degrees as well. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS News. Room. And don't forget our podcast, SBS News In Depth, for analysis of the day's news.